According to a new study released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, suicide rates have been rising in nearly every state over the past two decades. Crisis Services of North Alabama is here to help residents of Madison, Morgan, Limestone, and Jackson counties. Connie Kane, the Crisis Counseling Program Manager for Crisis Services, talked with me about what we can do to help our friends in need.
You kind of have to look for subtle things. Lots of times people will withdraw and not engage in activities that they used to. They may start to give away things that are very valuable to them. They may start to make plans like settling their estate. They may start to say things like, you're not going to see me around much anymore. A lot of times people who are very depressed will just start to say things like, it's just too much effort to go on. I'm just so tired that I just don't feel like, you know, being around anymore. It's just too much effort. And then at that point, you just need to ask, are you thinking about suicide? Sometimes it's very hard to ask that question, or it is very hard to ask that question. It's as hard to talk about suicide as it is to talk about sex. That's something that we've started addressing, is that to talk about it directly is very difficult. But it's also very important, because once we open that door and we let that person know that we are willing to talk to them about that, sometimes a great relief floods into them, because they realize that you're recognizing their pain and that you're willing to go there with them.
Mm-hmm. But what if they blow you off and say, no, I'm fine? Then what?
Well, you can say, you're not quite the same as you were when we met last week for lunch. You seem a lot sadder. You seem a lot more depressed. And I'm concerned about you. I just want you to know that I'm here for you. Should you want to talk? That I really care about you, and you mean a lot to me.
And so they open up to you, and you start to form this bond, but how do you keep them from falling off the edge?
You let them know that you're there. You let them know that you care. You provide them with resources. We have a helpline. Also, the National Suicide Prevention Hotline is always answered. Sometimes our helpline, although we like to promote it at 256-716-1000, if we only have one volunteer, sometimes you end up going to a queue and the voicemail at the Suicide Prevention Hotline. That is a chain of crisis centers that we are a part of, and your call will always be answered.
So the hotlines, are those just for people contemplating suicide or people who know people who are contemplating suicide?
It's for anybody who wants to call. If you need to talk to somebody and you need to talk to somebody now, if you want to help somebody who's thinking about suicide, you can call that hotline. It's whatever you need to call about.
And you don't necessarily have to call. There's a way to text, too, isn't there?
Yes, you can text and chat. There's also a crisis chat line that you can text to. So there are, you know, a number of different ways that you can communicate. And every communication is confidential. Mm-hmm. The only time that your confidentiality would be breached would be if you were actively threatening to kill yourself. In that case, the counselor on the end of the phone would want to get your address so that they could send emergency personnel to assist you.
And they're greeted with kindness.
Yes. Yes, warmth and kindness. All of our crisis counselors, the majority of them, are volunteers. They are people who want to do this. They go through a long training. You know, we don't just put people on the phone, but they learn how to listen, because it's very important to listen to the story of somebody who's contemplating taking their life. You don't come to that kind of despair easily. You've had a lot of pain. There may have been a loss that just happened, like maybe the loss of a job, the loss of a relationship, perhaps your house has gone on into foreclosure, something like that. And so you need to be able to tell that story, and you need to have somebody listen to you in a non-judgmental way.
Connie Kane of Crisis Services. The local helpline number is 256-716-1000. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 800-273-TALK. You can contact the Crisis Text Line by texting TALK to 741-741.